Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
I just listened to a voice recording that there was a charge to my eBay account for $299, which I haven't made.
Yeah, madam. The order has been purchased for a Google Play gift card. Did you authorize this transaction?
No.
Okay, then let me tell you, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening, some people from overseas, they are misusing your information and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase right now.
Correct.
Okay, for the cancellation, there is an online procedure I can see from my server. So for that, are you in front of the computer right now?
Yeah, I usually do it on my phone.
Okay, so what kind of phone are you using? Is that an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
It's an Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Okay. Now, I will. For now, on your phone, there is an application which says Play Store. Could you please open it up, Play Store?
Play Store?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, did you... Now, at the very top, after opening up the Play Store, do you see a search bar where you can type something?
Yeah.
Type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yeah.
N as in November, the letter N.
Sorry?
N as in November, the letter N.
N.
Yes. Then Y
yep.
as in yellow, the letter Y.
Yep.
D as in David, D.
Yep.
Now, what is the first option comes up? Let me know.
Any desk.
Click on that one. Correct. Click on that one. Through that right now,
yep.
you will be getting the cancellation ID. Do you see the install option on that? Click on the install option on that any desk.
Yep.
Now, when you see the open, do let me know, madam. Okay?
I pressed install. It says this device. Yes.
Do you see it's installing right now? Do you see that it
yes,
is installing? Okay. When you see the open option, just do let me know.
Yeah, it says open.
Yeah, click on open. Now, after that, what comes up, tell me one by one every option so that I can assist you in a better manner.
It said authorize.
Sorry?
It said authorized. I said okay. Now
okay,
it's come up with NOX license activation.
Do you see agree, continue, agree, like that? Click on that one.
Yeah, agree, yep.
Yes. Now next.
Plugin available.
Cancel. First of all, click on cancel.
It says tutorial.
Yes, now. You need to touch on the blinking areas again and again. It will go and it will come again. So you need to do it again and again until and unless you see the numbers. Do touch on the blinking areas.
Yeah, it's got numbers there now.
Yeah, read me back the number first.
389.
Uh-huh.
102.
Uh-huh.
653.
Okay, now it is still blinking or the blinking is gone?
No, it's still blinking.
Click on the blinking areas.
If you wish to connect to a remote device, enter the address here.
Yes, now the blinking is gone?
No, it's still blinking.
Click on the blinking.
It's blinking over an arrow.
Yes. Now, just below the number, you will see an option which says set password.
It's come up recent sessions.
Click on the blinking area again.
Remote address. Set password.
Click on the set password. That's correct. Click on the set password.
Yeah, interactive access.
Now, little bit go down. You need to little bit scroll down, and you will see an option called permission profiles. Permission profiles in a single line.
Yes.
Now click on that one. Now after that, do you see the third option which says full access?
Yep.
Click on that one. Now after that, you will see a third option, enable unattended access. Small checkbox there will be. It is blank. Give a click on the checkbox.
Enable unattended.
Click on that one. Now it will be asking for a password. That's correct?
Yeah.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay 7890.
Yep.
Click on OK. Now from the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning. When you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Yeah, it's come up, security warning.
Now you will get to see an option called Start Now. You need to click on Start Now or Allow.
Start recording.
Start Now, click on Start Now. Start okay. Now or Allow, anything like that. Click on that positive option. Okay, now you need to click on the Close option. Do you see a Close option on that page, right bottom? Click on the Close. Again, click on the Close.
Yeah.
Now, on the left top corner, do you see an arrow pointing backwards? Click on the arrow.
Yeah.
Now, you will get to see that you are connected to the eBay secured server. Anything like that comes up, let me know. Yes.
Yeah, it has.
So, right now, we will start the procedure of the cancellation and as well as blocking this. So, first of all, we have to check your IP, that your IP is still secured or not. So open up the Google Chrome. Open up the Google Chrome. Go back to your home screen.
So close down the...
Yes, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back to my home screen.
Now open up the Google Chrome.
Yeah. Just closed itself down.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
I opened it back
now
up.
Now type over there my.
Yep.
Then give us space.
Space.
Yes. Then
number
one.
Yep.
Then P as in Peter, P.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you see the second option comes up, my 1P address location? Click on that one.
Okay.
Now, do you see the first option comes up, what is my IP address in a blue color? Click on that one. Find out here.
Yep.
Now, the IP will be showing you, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 58622244.244. That's correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And at the top, do you see the status? What is it showing you? It is showing you protected or unprotected. Can you tell me?
Unprotected.
Yes. So right now, you can see, ma'am, that your IP is being used by those fraudulent persons and they are doing that. They are taking your information and placing these kinds of orders. So we have to secure each and everything one by one. So first of all, you need to check your email. Log into your email.
So close that screen down now?
Yeah, close that screen down now. Not close it down.
Okay. So open my email?
Yes, open up your email.
Yeah.
Now you need to check your email, today's email. Did you got any suspicious mail from eBay or Amazon, anything like that? Just check it. And if you get that, let me know. I'm on the line. Because right now the order has been placed, so you should receive an email from eBay. If you didn't receive, then that means they have got into your email address as well.
There's one from Amazon.
Okay.
Says today's deal.
No, not that one. That's a sponsored email.
Okay.
They are trying to use the Amazon as well. We have just got the information.
Okay.
Do you see any other suspicious mails?
Not really.
Check your junk mails as well.
Yeah, I'm just checking my junk mail.
Anything do you see from eBay?
No.
Okay, so what is happening? They have just got into your email address because you should receive an email confirmation that the order has been placed. So you are not getting that. And are you checking the mail that is kbale@live.com.au?
Correct.
Yes, okay. So now you need to just go back to your home screen and open up the AnyDex application. Can you please open up the AnyDex application?
The what?
Wait. Go back to your home screen. Now, there
yeah.
is an app, and there is an app on your cell phone which says AnyDex. Could you please open it up once again?
AnyDex?
AnyDex, yes. Open it up.
How do you spell that?
AnyDex.
Oh, AnyDex.
Yes. There. Open it up.
Yeah.
Now, do you see the numbers?
Yeah.
Now, if you see the Start Now option comes up, click on the Start Now option.
It just says your address.
Yeah, just be on that page. Just be on that page.
Remote access address, sorry, and then there's arrows pointing sideways.
Okay, not a problem. Just hold for a moment. You will receive the security warning from the server. When you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Okay.
And your internet is a bit slow. That is the reason the server is taking time and happening some problem.
Okay.
They are trying to get into your internet connection. We are trying to connect it with the secured server, but they are not allowing us. So just hold for a moment. Let me check your internet. Did you see any security warning comes up?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Can you check with your internet connection? Can you go at, are you using a Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Are you using a Wi-Fi? Okay. Can you go in front of the router? Where
no,
you
hang
can
on. Come up. It's come
yeah,
up.
Now, do not do anything with that. You need to click on Start Now. Can you click on Start Now?
Yes. Done that.
Now, you have just checked the email. That's correct. You have already checked the email.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now you need to check your statement as well. You need to check your banking statement. If you see a suspicious transaction for a single dollar, do let me know. We will put a report on that. Okay. So that do let me know when you have checked it. Did you check the statement?
Yeah, I'm just checking it now. No, there's nothing suspicious. No, there's no suspicious transaction. You there?
I check all your accounts. Can you go back to that page where you can see all your accounts? Yeah, click on the accounts page. If you see, if you check your statement, do let me know, okay?
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Nothing? Okay. And do you use any credit card? Do you use any credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you just check your credit card statement as well?
Yeah, it's linked to that account.
Oh.
There's nothing suspicious there.
Okay, okay, just hold for a moment. Okay, just hold for a moment. Do not, did you log out from your account?
Yeah.
Okay, log in to your account once again. And did you check your credit card statement as well?
I did. I told you that.
Okay. Okay, okay. Now we will help you out. What we are going to do, we are going to help you out to block those overseas persons. They have tried to do with another application. Do you know anything about ZipPay? Did you ever use ZipPay?
No.
Okay. And apart from that bank, if you have any other bank account, check that as well. Okay?
No, I don't. It's the only bank I have.
Okay, it's that only bank you have. Okay.
Yes.
So you never use ZipPay, that's correct?
No.
Okay. So what is happening? They have tried to get the information through the ZipPay right now. So what we are going to do, we are going to block them directly from the ZipPay account. Okay? So can you open up the Play Store?
Yep.
Now type on the top address bar, type on the search bar, make it empty, and type
Sorry?
Over there zip, type over there zip, Z-I-P.
Yep.
Pay.
Zip pay.
Yes, click on that one.
Yep.
Now, do you see any install option comes up? You need to click on the install option.
Why?
Right now, through this, we are going to help you to block those persons who are misusing your information through Zip. That's the reason. Now, did you click on install?
No, I didn't, but it's working.
Oh, okay.
It did it by itself.
Okay. And could you please let me know, do you have your driver's license with you for the verification? It will be needed.
For what?
Do you have your driver's license with you?
Yeah, I do, but what do I need it for?
Okay, it will need it. You will get to see that it will be needed right now. So, do you see any open option comes up?
Yeah.
You have seen everything, ma'am, in front of your eyes, that your IP is being unprotected and your internet is being spying by someone else. You have seen on the website, on the IP address website. So through this Zip, they are trying to use your Zip account and they are trying to purchase some different kinds of stuff. So that is the reason we are going to block them directly from this Zip, okay?
But I don't have a Zip account.
Yeah, you are not having that. Someone else are having that using your information right now.
Are you doing what's happening on my phone?
No, it is the server. It is the automatic server is helping you out. Now, did you receive any text message from Zip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you swipe the page from top to bottom and you need to put that code over there?
says, oh no, you weren't eligible for ZipPay account.
Okay.